Hi, I'm Gabrielle Rage, the Hot Yoga Doctor. My passion is practicing and instructing hot yoga and raising the bar on how it's taught. For years, I've been helping thousands of students around the world with my approach to hot yoga. My mission is to help you take the struggle out of your hot yoga practice and find the sweet spot in every pose. Today's subject is core strength. So often confused with straight body strength, you could be forgiven for thinking that someone with great abs or beautifully sculpted torso has great core strength. But how many people do you know that look as strong as an ox that have been bedridden or in agony because of a small, seemingly trivial body movement that has put them out of action? Today, I'm going to show you a simple exercise that you can do in your studio or at home to build strength easily and very quickly. Core strength loss can happen with men and women. If you have ever simply bent over to pick something up, reached to the other side of a table, woken up with a backache, or any other ordinary activity like getting out of your car or picking up your young child, let alone the strenuous ones like furniture moving, then your core strength could do with some reconditioning. It is common for women postnatally to have to work on rebuilding these muscles, which are deep within your torso in your abdominal area. You have probably heard about the perineum in your nether regions being involved in building core strength. Pregnant women, and particularly those who have given birth, are always counseled to remember to exercise the squeezing of their perineum to enhance core strength. But men, don't tune out, because studies have proven that men's prostate conditions and bladder incontinence markedly improves with perineal muscle activation and toning. Good core strength is when your abs, your deep and not just your superficial back muscles, contribute to keeping your body stable and balanced and comfortable in all your activities. Core weakness happens to strong-looking people all the time. Somehow, they have escaped damage by compensating for poor core strength with a good strong chest and upper body. And then suddenly one day, the back packs it in. Everyone needs to create and keep good core strength. Basically, you want to activate your deep muscles to continually make macro and micro adjustments to keep you planted and your spine resilient and healthy. If you don't need your core muscles because you are inactive, then atrophy occurs, and this makes you susceptible to developing the kinds of problems I referred to before. There are simple ways to ensure you keep using your core muscles. You've probably heard that walking on soft sand helps. Those big gym balls work as well. Probably the most accessible way to use them is just to sit on them as if they were a chair at your desk or your table. This particular exercise of just sitting is probably the easiest, most passive, long-term, low-intensity exercise you can do, making it great for anybody to do. Just make sure you're using the right size ball and your hips are higher than your knees. The body finds it easy to sit upright, preserving the natural curvatures of your spine. There are hundreds of exercises with gym balls that you can do to improve core strength. There are also those semi-inflatable discs that you can exercise on. But if you are watching my video, then you may have chosen yoga as your primary source of exercise. Yoga can be very good for core strength, but that really depends on the style of yoga that you choose, plus your ability to activate your core muscles. For example, if you're doing hot yoga that includes jump-through motions, for example in sun salutations, you have much better core strength building abilities than some of the static styles. You could be saying now that you do sit-ups and crunches to enhance your core strength. Well, these are not my exercise of choice. Generally, what crunches do is to shorten the abdominal muscles, curling the front of the body up. Now, there are bodybuilders who do this and support the body at the same time very well, but mostly you will see the stooping through the shoulders of people who focus too much on rounding the body in order to fling themselves up off the floor. Now, I have planned to devote a whole instructional video entirely to sit-ups in the future, and there are pages devoted to it in Hot Yoga Masterclass. What you are trying to do with the strength building is lengthen and strengthen your muscles in balance. Make them long, lean, and strong. On the contrary, body curling with sit-ups or crunches shorten the front side of the body. So let's take a look at a wonderful exercise that you can do that could revolutionize the ease in which you build your core strength. I'm going to use a firm but pliable ball to perform this. When choosing a ball, please make sure it is not stiff, dense, or overinflated. The harder the ball, the less give your muscles have to resist discomfort and even damage. I guess in the same way that most people choose to sleep on something soft like a mattress and not a hard floor, you wouldn't choose a basketball. The ball you choose always wants to be large enough that the contact point against the body is broad enough to be comfortable, and so it doesn't penetrate too deeply through your muscle layers. For example, the difference between sitting on a bicycle seat or a gym ball. The bike seat contacts in a small area and can be mighty uncomfortable. You'll want to choose a ball between 7 and 9 inches in diameter. I will put a link up so that you can find the perfect ball for you on my websites. Now, lie down on your back. Place the ball under your sacrum centrally. Hold the ball firmly in place with both hands and keep them there for the whole exercise. Straighten your legs. Now, there's no need to lock them, just straighten them. I like to keep my feet flexed, toes back towards the nose. But you can vary this. Inhale. And now lift both legs up off the floor at the same time. Try to lift them up to just a little past vertical. Now slowly and with control, on an exhale, bring the legs back down toward the floor until your feet are within an inch or so of the ground. Again, inhale and bring the legs back up off the ground. Now repeat this process 10 to 20 times. If it is too easy, that is, you're expending no effort at all to get them up off the ground, then do a high repetition, say 40 or 50, and you are probably ready to increase the challenge. Lift your body off the ball and roll the ball up one vertebra. Place the body back down on the ball, grip the ball again, and repeat the exercise, and feel the challenge increase. The first time you do this exercise, place it at the lowest vertebrae. If you cannot lift your legs up off the floor at all, then you have probably got the ball positioned too high up your spine. Try almost sitting on the ball. A word of caution though, if the ball is too hard or is too inflated, then it will roll around and also be very uncomfortable. There must always be some give. Always, always, always keep your hands on either side of the ball. If you don't, your body will roll on it and reduce the effect. You could even make the exercise harder for yourself where the ball rolls upwards, so keep it firm and steady. Keep your head down, on the ground, chin down. This exercise is about strengthening your core muscles. Your head and neck muscles have nothing to do with it. You will immediately notice how activated your deep muscles have to be in order to lift and lower your legs, and how your muscles lengthen while you strengthen them. This is the simplest way and the fastest way I have learned to develop core strength. It is easy to learn and easy to do safely if you follow directions. You can really feel how strong your body is becoming even after the first or second session. Of course, used in conjunction with your yoga practice, you will find deep and long-lasting results. I hope you find as much success with this wonderful technique as I have. Thanks for joining me. Namaste.